This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
OSHA is claiming that it is simply reinterpreting the word feasible. And because it's only a reinterpretation, they feel like they can basically avoid the Administrative Procedures Act. They're saying they don't need a formal comment period. They don't need interagency review. It doesn't have to go to OMB. And most importantly, they don't have to do an economic analysis. So they're going to redefine what the word feasible means. And the new meaning that they're going to take on is going to be capable of being done.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
What this new interpretation is going to do is basically set everything upside down, where engineering and administrative controls are going to take precedence over personal protection equipment. It's going to force many industries to retrofit, to put muffling noise control systems on their equipment, and it could be very expensive. Personal protection equipment then would be secondary to taking these other measures.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The original date for those comments was December 20th of this year. The National Cotton Ginners Association, as well as the National Cotton Council, and a lot of other industries submitted comments asking for an extension of that comment period, to which OSHA granted a 90-day extension. So now the due date, I believe it's March 21st of 2011, to have comments in. Now, again, we're not under formal rulemaking, so they're not required to really respond to the comments, but they are taking some sort of input on the proposal. So technically, any time after March 21st, this could go into effect.